indebted to him.
What would you have said as a girl here?
Well, I guess I owe him.
I owe him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's what I'd say.
I know over in the East I got obliged, rather.
I would be obliged to.
I was obliged to him, or I was beholden to him. Gee, I don't remember what I got in Sayre. But it's interesting how these terms differ from,
yes,
from area to area.
One community to another.
Oh, let's see. What did your husband do today?
Do today?
Mm-hmm.
Build a fence.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, somebody said, did he loaf? You'd say, no, he didn't loaf. He
built a fence. He worked.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he worked.
If somebody tries to get you to do something and you decide that no matter what, you're not going to, you say, well, there's no need to pester me now because I've made up my mind and I'm
not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Or I won't do it.
I guess I'd say I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have animals around on the farm? That is, these little birds that make noises at night.
We had owls.
What kinds did you have?
Oh, those little, screech owls.
Mm-hmm. They certainly make an ungodly racket.
I was afraid of them. I was actually afraid they'd come in the house.
Oh, the old fellas like
little
that.
Little boogers. Oh, and they make an office. The saddest racket.
Yeah.
I know it. It sure was.
We had one that was in a thicket across the street from us. He made that noise. And he just bothered my wife. Gosh, for about 2 weeks she was just...
She just couldn't stand it.
...disturbed by this. And then she got so she liked him. And
well,
now, anytime she hears that, she feels at home. But if he doesn't hoot, why, she's a little worried.
Yeah. One of my little grandsons, this daughter's, young, next to the youngest boy, took his gun and went out here on the creek the other day and shot an owl. And he brought it home. It's the most beautiful color you ever saw. Mm-hmm. And he took hold of the wings and held it up like this, and his daddy made a picture of it, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a mottled breast?
Yes, it's a gorgeous color.
Isn't that soft?
Mm-hmm. And that child was thrilled to death with it.
Did you have the big owls out there too?
No, I don't remember of ever seeing the big ones.
Mm-hmm. How about these birds that drill holes in trees? And
woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the ones with the animals with the white stripes down their back.
The skunks.
Yeah. Did you have the little ones that were spotted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two?
Yeah.
Were they skunks too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another type.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned that you had pet squirrels. What kinds of
squirrels
did you have around?
Well, just the little brown squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was the only kind we had.
Did these live in trees, or did they live in the ground?
No, most of them live in trees.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you have those little squirrel-like animals with the black stripes down their back that lived in the rocks and in the ground?
Could this be? And what are they called? They have a name.
Ground squirrel or chipmunk or?
Ground squirrel. We had ground squirrels.
Now what did they look like?
Well, they look a whole lot like a squirrel. You know, that climbs in the trees. They're
mm-hmm.
just a little hairy animal.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the ones that gets in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And the prairie dogs. Did you ever see a prairie dog?
Oh yeah. They're,
we had
they're fun if you got them under control.
Yeah, they sure are.
Gee, there used to be a whole colony out here north of town, I guess.
Right here north of town.
You can't find one of those to save your soul anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a species that's almost extinct. I remember when I was a kid and driving across country with my dad. And
who was your dad?
Hmm?
Who was your dad?
His name was William H.
Uh-huh. That's what I was trying to think of a while ago. When I started to say something to you, there's something in my mind about